is darkened with surprise, and the next two lines Lord Allanwater read made tears fall from his eyes, and he goes up to his gay lady. Is she in childbed lying? And he says to London, I must go, for I'm sure there is great need. Well, it's if to London you must go before you go away. Oh, make your will, my dear, she said, lest you should go astray. Well, it's I will leave my only son, my houses and my lands, and I will leave my own wedded wife £10,000 in hand. So he goes to his stable groom to saddle his milk white steed, so that up to London he might ride, for I'm sure there is great need. And he put a foot into the stirrup, the other across the steed, and the gay gold rings from his fingers burst, and his nose began to bleed. And as he was riding along the road, his horse fell against a stone. Oh, there's signs and tokens enough I've seen. I'm sure I'll never as he was a-riding up a merry London street, close by to the White Hall, oh, the lords and the ladies stood looking hard, and a traitor he was called. No traitor at all, Lord Allanwater said, a traitor at all, cried he. Why, although I could find you 80 men to fight for King Georgie, then it's up and bespoke a grey-headed man, a broad axe in his hand. Oh, deliver yourself, Lord Allanwater, your life's at my command. My life I do not value at all, my life I do give unto thee, and the black velvet cloak that I have on my back, you take it for your fee. There is £40 in one pocket, pray give it unto the poor. There is 45 in the other one, pray give it from door to door. And he laid his head all upon the block, the man gave a mighty blow. Now there lies the head of a traitor, he said, but it answered and it